Good afternoon or evening. I call to order the April 18, 2023 meeting of the Legislative Council at 5:30 p.m. Ms. Geary, Executive Director, Sue LIA, could you please call the roll?
Senator Bishop.
Here.
Senator Klayman.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Keel.
Here.
Senator Olson.
Here.
Senate President Stevens.
Here.
Representative Edgman.
Here.
Representative Hannon.
Here.
Representative Johnson.
Here.
Representative Rauscher.
Here.
Representative Sadler.
Here.
Vice Chair McCabe.
Here.
Chair Gray Jackson.
Honored to be here.
12 members present.
Thank you. We are now on at agenda item number 2, approval of the agenda. Vice Chair McCabe, do you have a motion for approval of the agenda?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move and ask unanimous consent that Ledge Council approve the agenda as presented.
Is there any objection? If there's no objection, then the agenda is now approved. We are now on at agenda item number 3, approval of minutes. Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion for approval of the minutes?
I move that Legislative Council approve the minutes of the January 16, 2023 and February 21st, 2023 meetings as presented.
Thank you. Is there any discussion or objection to the minutes being approved? If there are no objections, then the minutes are approved. We are now on agenda item number 4, ratification of charity events. Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that Legislative Council ratify the Chair's sanctioning of the following charitable events per AS24.60.080A2B. Sham Jam 2023, April 8th, 2023. Legislative Skits 2023, which is April 29th and 30th, 2023. Kenai River Junior Classic, August 9th, 2023. Ted Stevens Kenai River Classic, August 23rd, 24th, and 25th, 2023. And the Kenai River Women's Classic, September 14th, 15th, and 16th, 2023.
I object for the purpose of discussion. I have previously sanctioned the listed events and verified the 501c3 status of the charities. Therefore, I remove my objection. Is there any additional discussion or objection to the ratification of the events? Before we go on to item number 5, I'd like to recognize that House Speaker Tilton has joined the committee at 5:35 p.m. Welcome. We are now at agenda number item number 5, contract approvals. Number A, Ketchikan lease renewal. Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Council approve continuation of the lease extension for Ketchikan office space through February 28, 2027 in an amount of $50,645.88 for fiscal year 2024.
Thank you. I will object for the purpose of discussion, and at this time I'd like to ask Mr. Kestel, Procurement Officer, to come to the table to speak to this item and to answer any questions that we may have. Mr. Kestel, you may stay at the table to speak to the forthcoming lease renewal, so welcome and please proceed.
Thank you, Chair Gray Jackson. Members of Legislative Council, thank you for your time today. I come before you at first for the Ketchikan office space lease extension. This is an existing lease extension that was exercised by a previous Ledge Council Chair. It was under the $50,000 threshold at the time of the lease extension. However, due to recent CPIU increases, this lease will pass the $50,000 threshold this coming fiscal year, 2024, and therefore Legislative Council's approval is required to continue this lease extension. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Kestel. Are there any questions for Mr. Kestel?
Recording is off. To resume recording, press star 9 again. Recording is on. To pause recording, press star 9 again.
Excellent. I remove my objection. If there are no additional questions, Ms. Geary, please take the roll.
Senator Bishop?
Yes.
Senator Klayman?
Yes. Yes.
Senator Hoffman? Senator Keel?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senate President Stevens?
Yes.
Representative Edgemond?
Yes.
Representative Hannon?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Representative Rauscher?
Yes.
Representative Sadler?
Yes.
Speaker Tilton?
Yes.
Vice Chair McCabe?
Yes.
Chair Gray Jackson?
Yes.
13 nays, 0 nays.
Thank you. We are now at agenda item number 5B, Fairbanks lease renewal. Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve renewal number 3 of the lease for the Fairbanks office space in an amount of $216,240.96.
Thank you. I will object for the purpose of discussion. Mr. Kestel, please speak to the item and take any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Jackson. This is for consideration of renewal number 3 of the Fairbanks office space. The current renewal number 2 expires July 31st, 2023. There are 3 remaining 1-year renewals left. If exercised, there will be 2 more remaining. This lease renewal would take us from August 1st, 2023 through July 31st, 2024. And it exceeds $50,000 in one fiscal year, so therefore Legislative Council's approval is required.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Castell? Seeing none, I remove my objection. If there are no additional questions, Ms. Geary, please call the roll.
Senator Bishop?
Yes.
Senator Klayman?
Yes.
Senator Keel?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senate President Stevens?
Yes.
Representative Edgemond?
Yes.
Representative Hannon?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Representative Rauscher?
Yes.
Representative Sadler?
Yes.
Speaker Tilton?
Yes.
Vice Chair McCabe?
Yes.
Chair Gray Jackson?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. We are now at agenda item 5C, Matsu Lease Extension Renewal. Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve renewal number 2 of the lease for Matsu office space in an amount of $190,681.56.
Thank you. I will object for the purpose of discussion. Mr. Kestel, please speak to the item and take any questions.
Thank you, Chair Jackson. This is for consideration of renewal number 2 of the Matsu office space in Wasilla. We have exercised 1 renewal, and there were 5 initially. This renewal period, if approved, would take us from August 1st, 2023 through July 31st, 2024, with leaving 3 optional renewals remaining after that. This lease does exceed $50,000 in one fiscal year, so therefore Legislative Council's approval is required.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Kestel? Seeing none, I remove my objection. If there are no additional questions, Ms. Geary, please call the roll. But I'd like to take a moment to remind the members, when you're voting, please speak right into the mic. Thank you.
Senator Bishop?
Yes.
Senator Klayman?
Yes.
Senator Keel?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senate President Stevens?
Yes.
Representative Edgemond?
Yes.
Representative Hannon?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Representative Rauscher?
Yes.
Representative Sadler?
Yes.
Speaker Tilton?
Yes.
Vice Chair McCabe?
Yes.
Chair Gray Jackson?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. We are now at agenda item number 5D, Fiscal Year Software House International / Microsoft Enterprise Software Renewal Agreement. Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that Legislative Council authorize the annual Microsoft Fiscal Year 24 licensing payment to SHI for $278,056.
Thank you. I will object for the purpose of discussion and ask Tim Banaszek, Chief Information Officer, to speak to the item and to take any questions. Mr. Banaszek is on the phone. Please proceed with your presentation.
Mm-hmm.
members do. Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Just want to make sure that you can hear me okay now.
We can hear you. We can hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. Hopefully members have the FY24 memo in front of you. So I appreciate you and Vice Chair McCabe and council members for taking time, particularly during the sprint when folks I know are working around the clock, to consider this and some of our other housekeeping requests that are in front of the council tonight. So for record-keeping purposes, as you mentioned, my name is Tim Vanizak, and the IT CIO for the legislature, and I'd certainly prefer to be in the room with you there. But renewal requests, but currently in COVID recovery, I'll be spreading the goodness around there, so I'm in shun status here for the moment. So this SHI, Microsoft Software Renewal, is the third and final of three annual installments that were previously approved by the council. And the primary purpose of this contract is to provide Microsoft products, including your typical like Windows 10 and Windows 11 that we're moving to this interim, Windows servers, operating systems, additional cybersecurity software, your typical office suite modules such as Word, Excel, email, PowerPoint, Teams, those kinds of things. This agreement provides the licensing that we need to operate the critical legislative infrastructure and systems that includes the Windows 10 and 11 PC operating systems for workstations, our Windows servers, databases, most notably the BASIS, legislative system, and our network storage drives that you might be familiar with, like EnDrive, SharePoint, our web servers, particularly the akledge.gov web server, the internet. And part of this contract also includes secure email archiving and protected OneDrive file sharing, software licensing, and collaboration, particularly for mobile devices and cybersecurity. The agreement also provides video and audio conferencing tools for us, particularly Microsoft Teams that we're all quite familiar with these days. And then finally, it does safeguard applications and operating systems and our databases by providing our regular security updates and software versioning. Madam Chair, I do recommend that the council renew this agreement, which begins July 1 and offers the benefit of reduced volume pricing and enhanced technical support and regular software upgrades and training for both our technical folks and our non-technical users. This is the portion of the legislature's portion of the FY24 statewide agreement, and as Vice Chair McCabe pointed out, it's for $278,000 and change, and it's budgeted under the Integrated Technology Office allocation. However, with the approval thresholds, it does require Legislative Council's approval to process the payment. Certainly from a fiduciary standpoint, I think council members want to know that if this agreement renewal were not approved, the legislature would no longer have access to email, legislative websites, Microsoft Office software, cybersecurity enhancements, and expose our critical infrastructure to system internet malware, hacking, data exfiltration, that kind of thing. And finally, Madam Chair, if I think that the council members can be confident in being good stewards of the public trust, that this was competitively procured and makes sense for the members to approve if the council chooses. And with that, Madam Chair, I'd be happy to answer any questions, if there are any. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think I heard you say Windows 11 is coming, but I don't see anything regarding Windows 11 in the memo. So can you enlighten me? Is that part of this contract? Is this something new we have to do?
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, so the software licensing and renewals that we have, we are entitled to the latest versions of any of the software that is within our software suite. So while the memo doesn't specifically state that what the latest versions are, we are putting you'll see a request come up through the IT subcommittee for this session, for this interim rather, to migrate to Windows 11. So you don't see the request here, but you'll see that as a subsequent informational briefing to prepare the legislature for that. And certainly as the House Rules Chair, you'll be privy to that as well.
Thank you, Mr. Bannon. Thank you, Representative Johnson. Are there any other questions? Seeing none, I remove my objection. And if there are no additional questions, Ms. Geary, please call the roll.
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Senator Clement.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Senate President Stevens.
Yes.
Representative Edgeman.
Yes.
Representative Hannon.
Yes.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Rauscher.
Yes.
Representative Sadler.
Yes.
Speaker Tilton.
Yes.
Vice Chair McCabe.
Yes.
Chair Gray Jackson.
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. We are now on at agenda item number 6, committee business executive session. The council will now be going into executive session to consider a lease extension renewal. Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move and ask unanimous consent that legislative council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1, discussion of matters, the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a government union, and 22B3, discussion of a matter that may by law be required to be confidential. The following individuals may remain in the room or online during executive session. Jessica Geary, Megan Wallace, Emily Nauman, Sante Lesh, Molly Keisel, J.C. Kestel, Jim Banachek, Skip Lobaugh, and any legislators not on Ledge Council, and any staff of Legislative Council members.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Representative Johnson.
Madam Chair, might we add 7A to that executive session?
Thank you, Representative Johnson. I would prefer to get to 7A and have some discussion publicly, and then at that point, if we determine that we want to or should go into executive session, then I'd like it to happen at that point. Thank you, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. Are there any questions? Ms. Geary, please call the roll.
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Senator Clement.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Senate President Stevens.
Yes.
Representative Edgeman.
Yes.
Representative Hannon.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Rauscher.
Yes.
Representative Sadler.
Yes.
Speaker Tilton.
Yes.
Vice Chair McCabe.
Yes.
Chair Gray Jackson.
Yes.
13 yeas.
Thank you. Let's take a brief at ease while we clear. Back in regular session. Ms. Geary, please call the roll to reestablish for the record that we still have a quorum.
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Senate President Stevens.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Hannon.
Yes.
Johnson.
Present.
Representative Rauscher.
Yes.
Representative Sadler.
Here.
Speaker Tilton.
Yes.
Vice Chair McCabe.
Yes.
Chair Gray Jackson.
Yes.
13 members present.
Thank you. With a quorum to conduct business, we are now back on the record. Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve the first year of renewal number one of the lease for Office of Victims' Rights office space in an amount of $50,087.16 through June 30th, 2024.
Thank you. I will object for the purpose of discussion, and I'd like Mr. Kestel, Procurement Officer, to speak on this item and to answer any questions. Please proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Jackson. For the record, my name is J.C. Kestel, Procurement Officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. For consideration, renewal number one of the lease extension for Office of Victims' Rights in Anchorage. The lease extension agreement between L92 LLC and Legislative Affairs Agency exceeds $50,000 in one fiscal year. Therefore, Legislative Council's approval is required. If approved, this lease extension renewal would be granted through June
30th, 2024. Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Kestel? I remove my objection since there's no additional questions. Ms. Geary, please take the roll.
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Senate President Stevens.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Hannon.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Rauscher.
Yes.
Representative Sadler.
Yes.
Speaker Tilton.
Yes.
Vice Chair McCabe.
Yes.
Chair Gray Jackson.
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. We are now at Agenda Item 7, Committee Business. A 40-hour work week. I would now like for Ms. Geary, Executive Director, to speak to this item and then to answer any questions that you may have.
Madam Chair.
Certainly.
I just want to make sure that Senator Hoffman is online. He wanted to be here for this and had to be absent for the rest of the meeting.
Thank you, Senator Stevens. Can we confirm that Senator Hoffman is online?
Yep. She's unavailable.
At ease. Record. Thank you, Senator Stevens. Ms. Geary, I'd like for you to speak to this item and to answer any questions that anyone may have. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Good evening. For the record, Jessica Geary, Executive Director, Legislative Affairs Agency. So I am here to talk to you about the potential for the legislature moving to a 40-hour work week for staff. And the reason that we started looking into this was as we looked over our comp time earned the last couple years, it was it exceeded the 150 hours that nonpartisan staff are able to accumulate. And so in many cases, We had this struggle of trying to figure out how staff would take their required leave as well as using up their comp time. So I think just in the current climate right now where there's a lot of burnout, and I think it would just be a really good thing for morale and retention if we were able to pay staff for those extra 2.5 hours each week that they're already working. And so that I have a whole lot of, stats, but I thought I might just give you all an opportunity to, ask questions.
Thank you. Any questions from anyone? Representative Sadler.
Thank you. Through the chair, Ms. Gary. Is there any particular area of the Legislative Affairs Agency where there's the most burnout or the most where things are most problematic?
Through the chair, Representative Sadler, I would say legal services, IT, and maintenance. Those are the three that experience the most burnout, and I would say sometimes supply as well.
And follow?
Certainly.
And if I recall correctly, maintenance and legal, those are the biggest, some of the biggest components of Legislative Affairs Agency.
Through the chair, that's correct.
Thank you, Representative Sadler. Any other questions from anyone? Brief at ease. Back on the record. Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that Legislative Council adopt the standard work week policy as presented.
Thank you. I will object for the purpose of discussion. Are there any additional comments? Representative Roucher.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the opportunity here. The district that I served for the last 6 years was Delta and Glen Allen and Valdez, Whittier. It was part of the Matsu Valley. It was all up and down the Glen Highway, the Richardson. I sat on many committees. I ran a lot of bills. Even my staff worked very hard, and I don't believe they do it because of a dollar. I believe they do it because they want me to succeed. And I believe I work probably responsible for part of the 18,000 extra hours there that you have listed down there because they're available on the weekends. They're available on in the evening when I come up with a thought. Could be 8 o'clock at night. They always answer the phone. They're ready to work. They come here at 8. They leave at 5. They put in a 40-hour work week, if not more, probably 50 or more hours. So I just in support of at least my staff.
Thank you, Representative Roucher. Any other comments from anyone? Thank you. If there are no additional questions, Ms. Geary, please call the roll.
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Senate President Stevens.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Hannon.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Roucher.
Yes.
Representative Sadler.
Yes.
Speaker Tilton.
Yes.
Vice Chair McCabe.
Yes.
Chair Gray Jackson.
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. We are now on at agenda item number 7B, fiscal year 24 hardware refresh. Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve the fiscal year 24 computer hardware refresh in the amount of $176,642 out of existing capital funds.
Thank you. I will object once again for the purpose of discussion. Mr. Banaszak, are you still on the line? If you are, please proceed with your presentation.
I am, Madam Chair. Just a quick sound check.
Please proceed.
Okay. So once again, for the record, Tim Danizak, the IT CIO for the legislature, coming to you live from via teleconference from the COVID corner. So the motion for $176,000 that Vice Chairman McCabe just introduced addresses deferred maintenance for the council's consideration and includes 50 laptop workstations that replace some of our oldest 2013-14 computers, 23 laser printers that replace some of the dating back to 2010-11 models, and it standardizes the legislature on one primary model of toner cartridges. There's 5 PC workstations that are a little less expensive and don't require the portability of a laptop, and 165 in docking stations that allow legislative members and employees to connect their state laptop between the Capitol and district offices with a single cable, and has effectively ended the practice of shipping computer equipment twice a year. And then the last in the annualized deferred maintenance program replaces 50 slate of iPads to replace the ones that no longer meet minimum requirements. The computer hardware deferred maintenance program followed guidelines of the IT subcommittee in our throughout and as well as the Legislative Council to provide a 5-year computer refresh cycle based on the age of equipment, upkeep costs, performance, and obsolescence. And it's also transitioned our hardware to laptop computers that better supports working from any location. It's consistent with our 3-year technology plan. And as mentioned earlier, it standardizes each office on a single color laser printer that reduces toner replacement costs and support resources. And then my final point, perhaps, Madam Chair, would be that the program is cost effective and we leverage a government state contract volume discount pricing used by all three branches of government. With that, Madam Chair, I'm happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Thank you. Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Banaszak. I might have didn't hear you correctly, but I thought I heard you say 22 laser printers and my quantity says 23.
Then that was an error on my part. It is 23.
Thank you.
Thank you. Misspoke.
Thank you, Mr. Banaszak. Senator Bishop, are there any other questions? Thank you. No, seeing no additional questions, Ms. Geary, please call the roll.
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Senate President Stevens.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Hannon.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Rauscher.
Yes.
Representative Sadler.
Yes.
Speaker Tilton.
Yes.
Vice Chair McCabe.
Yes.
Chair Gray Jackson.
Yes. Thank you.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. We are now at agenda item number 7C, COVID-19 mitigation policy amendment. Mr. Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve the amendment to the COVID-19 mitigation policy as presented.
Thank you. I object for the purpose of discussion. Ms. Geary, can you please explain the amendment and answer any questions from committee members?
For the record, Jessica Geary, Executive Director, Legislative Affairs Agency. You should all have a copy of the amended policy in your packet, as well as a memo outlining the changes. The changes are simple. They get rid of provisions that we're no longer following, such as social distancing requirements, testing, screening, those types of things. The one thing it does keep intact is the ability for an individual to require masking in their own office. And with that, I am happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Or Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Geary, I guess I was wondering, do you have anybody keeping track of how many people have tested positive or have been positive within the building for the last several months?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, nobody is keeping official track of that right now. Sometimes people notify me if they test positive, but there's no official keeping track anymore.
Was that number significant?
It was not.
Thank you, Madam Chair. No further questions.
Thank you, Ms. Geary. Thank you, Senator Wilson. Any other questions from anyone? Okay, seeing no additional questions, Ms. Geary, please call the roll.
Senator Bishop?
Yes.
Senator Klayman?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman? Senator Keel?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senate President Stevens?
Yes.
Representative Edgman?
Yes.
Representative Hannon?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Representative Rauscher?
Yes.
Representative Sadler?
Yes.
Speaker Tilton?
Yes.
Vice Chair McCabe?
Yes.
Chair Gray Jackson?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. We are now at agenda item number 8, other committee business. A, announcement of subcommittees. At our first meeting of the Legislative Council on February 21st, 23, I requested volunteers for 3 subcommittees with follow-up requests during subsequent discussions. I extend my gratitude to the following legislators and staff for volunteering to work on these issues. The subcommittees and memberships follow. For the Assembly building, we have Senator Keel, Chair, Senator Bishop, Senator Stedman, Senator Gray Jackson, Representative McCabe, Representative Hannon, Jessica Gary or designee, Serge Lease, Facilities Manager. For Security, we have Representative Cronk, Chair, Representative Tilton, Representative Johnson, Senator Stevens, Senator Klayman, Senator Schauer, Ramey Vinson, and Jessica Gary. For the IT Committee, we have Tim Banaszak, Chair, Tim Lampkin, Steve St. Clair, Lizzie Kubitz, Aurora Hawk, Forrest Musselman, Alianda Salangute, Naresh Sharifs, I hope I pronounced that correctly, Tim Clark, Ed King, Chris Jones, Liz Clark, Tim Powers, Brian Hembigner, Shay Wilson IT Advisory, Drew Gruning, IT Advisory, and Frank Wilson, IT Advisory. I'd like to welcome any 2 additional members from the House to serve on the Assembly Building Policy Committee, but that's not required, but if anybody's willing, that would be really great. Thank you again to each of you for volunteering to serve on these subcommittees. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For clarification, is that D. Johnson or C. Johnson?
Thank you, Representative Johnson. That would be C. Johnson, and I apologize for not throwing the C in. Thank you. You're welcome.
I know.
We have you covered. We are now on agenda item 8B, 2022 agency report. I have asked Ms. Leary to share a report of the agency's activities for the 32nd legislature. The report was distributed to legislators last year. And before I ask her to make some remarks, I read that report, and I knew that our staff worked really hard, but I was truly amazed by all the work that they did on my behalf, and I truly appreciate it, and I look forward to Ms. Gary giving us some brief remarks on the report and to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you, Ms. Gary.
Yes, thank you. Again, for the record, Jessica Gary. So the agency report is something that we started putting together after kind of going through COVID and some of those new unprecedented events that we encountered. We really started keeping track of what we were working on and put it together in this nice report, which really, I think, demonstrates the work that we do for you. And so this is going to be a biannual thing. So at the end of each legislature, we'll prepare a new report and give it to members. So for some of you, this is a repeat. For some of you, this is new, but there is interesting things, and you could read it and ask questions about the things we're working on. I think really the only thing to note is I think it really shows how proud we all are to work for the legislature and support the work that you do. And I know I'm very proud to work here, and I know my staff is as well. So with that, I could answer any questions, or we can move on.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Senator President Stevens, I'm going to let you go first. True story.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Just a question on the lounge. First, let me say I love the lounge, and we all make use of it. But one of the principles I remember that we worked on many years ago was to make sure that it attracted people to the building and that they didn't leave to go downtown, because that wastes time, takes time. I've had some complaints about the cost of the lounge,
And I should ask you to look into that. It's probably subsidized, I suppose, to some extent, but we might look at the cost. I mean, I had a senator say he can get an egg salad sandwich for half the cost downtown. We don't want people leaving the campus if we can avoid it.
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, the lounge is actually under the purview of the Senate Rules Chair this year, and so they make those decisions.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was just joking with him, but it is cheaper and there with dinner.
I'm sorry?
Lyman.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Did you have something you'd like to say? Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Thank you.
We record that.
Any other comments before we move on? Senator Bishop, sorry about that.
I'd just like to thank Ms. Geary and all of her staff. I mean, these last several years have not been easy. And I think me as one, and I would think that everybody would agree with me, we owe you and under your leadership and your staff and all your employees a debt of gratitude, because we have no idea what you had to go through to make this building work. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. Any other comments before you move on? Representative Hannon.
Thank you, Chair Gray Jackson. I will echo what Senator Bishop said, and I think when you chair this council, you begin to see all the stuff that happens behind the scenes. And the reason that the most of our offices don't know what's going on is because of the exemplary job of doing it. The joke that I have shared with the new teachers who have joined us as opposed to the retired teachers, in education, when you have an IT problem, the joke is maybe you'll have it before the end of the year grades are due, even if it happened in September. And at the legislature, if it's not fixed in an hour, they are bending over backwards to make the changes. And the three new teachers who were elected are like, you're pulling our leg. And I'm like, nope, when you have an IT problem, it will be fixed today. And let alone egg salad sandwich that you want more mustard in versus less. Their job is to make our jobs possible, and they do it with very little fanfare or sweat that we see. But they're sweating behind that curtain to make it all happen. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative Hannon. Any other comments before we move on? Okay. So we are now at agenda item 8C, preview of upcoming events. During the 32nd legislature, the previous chair asked Ms. Geary to prepare a preview of upcoming events, and I've asked Ms. Geary to do the same for us. Ms. Geary, can you please give us a brief summary of items that you anticipate to come before the council this year?
Thank you. For the record, again, not sure that's necessary, but Jessica Geary, executive director. So just to give you a preview of what we'll be bringing before the council for consideration in the next year and possibly the year after, too, just depending on how long some of these solicitations take. But so we are in need of a new HVAC system for the Terry Miller Legislative Office Building, which is where we all work. The system is antiquated. We can't get parts. We can't get people to fix it. And so we're working on issuing a RFP, or procurement, for a new system. So that will be coming before the council. We have a few service contracts in Anchorage. We have a janitorial contract that's coming up for renewal. It expires at the end of August. We have our snow removal contract, which expires in October. And then we have our security contract renewal, which expires in December. For statewide leases, we took care of quite a few of them today. We have Kodiak that'll expire at the end of October, so that will come before you. And then we have, depending on the work that comes out of some of the subcommittees, there'll be some potential security items, definitely assembly building policy-related items that will come before you. And then any surprises that come up.
Thank you, Ms. Geary. We are, any other comments before we move on to our last agenda item? We're at agenda item number 9, adjournment. Does anybody have any comments? I do, before we adjourn, if nobody else does. Okay, first I want to start out by thanking Representative Hannon for her leadership as Ledge Council Chair before me. She sort of led the way for me to be able, her and her staff, to do the job that I think I'm doing. I also want to thank Ms. Gary again and her staff, in particular for the way the COVID situation was handled, because that was pretty frightening. And we made it through it, and we made it through it because of the service that they provided for us in terms of testing and making sure that we were safe in this building, and I really, really appreciate it. And next, I want to thank my staff, in particular Jeff Stepp, because I don't think anybody, unless you sit in this position, realize how much work is involved before we sit down and have this meeting. But there's a lot of work and time, and I want to thank all the staff, Jeff and Ms. Gary and her staff and our legal staff, because they make my job easy, and I really appreciate it. And lastly, I want to thank my vice chair, because he also works with me and staff before we have our meetings, and that's what enabled us to do a really fine job. So we did this again. Thank you. With that said, if there's no other business or any other comments, the meeting is adjourned at 6:42. Thank you. At 6:42.